ABC Listen. Podcasts, radio, news, music, and more.
If everyone is sitting ready, well, then so am I.
The Mighty Challenge.
Yes, 25 questions in five categories. Our categories tonight are category number one, bread and circuses. Category number two, country of origin. Category number three, 80s pop. Category number four, baseball. Category number five, fears and phobias. All right, bread and circuses, country of origin, 80s pop, baseball, fears and phobias. All right, who's going to kick us off? Kaz from Northcote is first up. Kaz, g'day. Welcome to the Mighty Challenge.
Philip, long time no talk. I want to ask you how the Welsh is going.
Well, my Welsh is rubbish.
Well, I just thought about you the other night because I was listening to this beautiful interview with Bryn Terfel.
Oh, yeah. The lovely Welsh tenor.
Oh, it was so beautiful. You could hear him, you know, like he could read a recipe too.
He could.
But they've been replaying those beautiful interviews on ABC Classic, Margaret Throsby's.
Oh, yeah.
A celebration of 50 years. And there's been some, if anyone's interested, there's been some really lovely ones replayed.
There would have been some crackers, yeah. No, Bryn Terfel, he's a beautiful singer. I mean, he's kind of up there with Kim of Manham, you know, the voice of the Murray. Well, I'm going to put Bryn Terfel a bit ahead of Kim. I mean, Kim, sorry.
Oh, no, he's beautiful. And it was a beautiful interview. It was when he first came to, it was his first trip to Australia, 1999. That's how old it was.
Oh, yeah.
But when his career was just starting out, but, oh, it was just, yeah, it was so lovely.
Oh, isn't that great?
Yeah.
Is there a recording of Bryn Terfel singing Callan Lann? There probably is.
Sure oh, would. Yes, yeah, there would be.
There would be. We'll dig it out. Thank you, Kaz. My son-in-law, who's a Welshman, as everyone knows, has been diligently learning it. You see, because he grew up in the south of Wales where, you know, it's not so much spoken. It is. But in the north of Wales, it's spoken as, you know, the lingua franca.
When Bryn did this interview, he said that his son was four, and he said, oh, he's still not speaking English yet, Margaret. There you go.
Yeah, well, that's what it's got to, you know. That's the go. Now, anyway, he says he's pretty fluent in it now. So, he's done it all off, you know, Duolingo or something like.
Well, there you go. Like,
hey, let's have
a few lessons.
Here's a bit of Bryn Terfel with Callan Lann. If that doesn't get your blood going, Kaz.
Oh, it's so beautiful.
Bryn Terfel with Callan Lann.
Wish you could have him on one night.
What do you like here? Yeah. Bread and circuses, country of origin, 80s pop. Thank you for that, Kaz. I don't need any excuses to play these things. So bread and circuses, country of origin, 80s pop, fears and phobias, baseball.
Oh, I think I've rang on the wrong night of subjects for me. What's the first one? Did you say
bread,
my ear is getting a bit...
Bread and circuses.
Bread and circuses.
Hmm.
Yeah, that sounds a bit sort of unusual. And 80s pop would know. That would be no good for me.
Country of origin, fears and phobias, baseball.
Well, I won't be touching baseball. Look, I'll try this bread and circuses.
Okay, bread and circuses it is.
Sounds interesting.
Question number one. Because of its shape, which bread has a name that means slipper in Italian?
Well, this is one for Joanna, isn't it?
Mm.
And I she won't be allowed to play, though, because she got that black.
She's in the wind bin.
Black magnet to add to all the other black magnets that she's got. A slipper because of its relationship. I'm not really up on Italian. Yeah, I'll just retire thinking of Bryn.
Thanks, Kaz. See ya. Bye. Kaz from Northcote, no. Paul from Essendon. Hello, Paul.
Hi, how are you, Phil?
Pretty good, yeah. Question number one, bread and circuses. Because of its shape, which bread has a name that means slipper in Italian?
I would guess at croissant.
Not croissant. No, sorry, Paul. No, not croissant. No. Barbara from Falconbridge. G'day, Barb.
Hello.
Hello, hello.
Hey. I was thinking it could be bagel, but I'm a bit reluctant to jump in like I did last night, you know.
What do you reckon? Because of its shape, which bread has a name that means slipper in Italian?
I'll go for bagel.
No, it's not bagel. Sorry, Barb. See ya.
Never mind.
Bye. No, it's not bagel. On the text line, do we have correct answers on the text line? We got a few. Natalie in Longwood East has got the right answer. Latif, that's not correct. Joyce in Perth has got it. Annette in Perth has also got it as well. Trev from Surface Paradise. Hi, Trev.
Oh, hello, Phil.
Question number one, bread and circuses. Because of its shape, which bread has a name that means slipper in Italian?
You know, I have no idea, but I'll have a guess and just say pizza.
Not pizza. No, thank you, Trev. No, it's not. It's not pizza. Trevor from Croydon Park. Are the other Trev? G'day, Trev.
G'day, Phil. Yeah, I think it's something like stufetta.
No, it's not spuffetta. No. Sorry, Trev. No, not spuffetta. No. Jim from Como. G'day, Jim.
Hello.
Hello. Yeah. Question number one. Because of its shape, which bread has a name that means slipper in Italian?
I think it's sia or ciabatta.
Ciabatta, yes, ciabatta. Ciabatta is the one of my... Ciabatta, yes, it looks... Well, it's shaped a bit like, you know, like something you'd put on. Question number two. All right, we're in bread and circuses. You can move, if you like, to country of origin, 80s pop, fears and phobias, or baseball.
Can we go to 80s pop, please?
80s pop. Question number two. Quote, lying in my bed, I hear the clock tick and think of you. Are the opening lyrics of which Cyndi Lauper hit?
The time after time.
Correct. Lying in my bed, hear the clock tick and think of you. Caught up in circles, confusion is nothing new. Flashback, warm nights, almost left behind. Suitcase of memories, time after sometimes you pick. Yes, all right. Jim?
Yeah.
Can you take that phone off speaker? Because that doesn't work for us.
Okay, sorry. Is that better?
No. Just take it off speaker.
It's off speaker.
Okay, that's better.
All right.
Okay, question number three. What do you want to do, 80s pop stay?
Yeah, let's stay with 80s pop. Yeah, thank you.
What was Spandau Ballet's highest charting single in Australia?
Spandau Ballet. Gold?
Not gold, no. Sorry, okay. Jim, thank you. 1-300-800-222 is the number. Karen from Altona, hello. G'day.
Hello.
Hello, Karen. What was Spandau Ballet's highest charting single in Australia?
I don't know, he had so many of them, didn't I? I said gold.
Not gold, no. Sorry, not gold. No, John from Pasco Vale. G'day, John.
How you doing, Phil?
Pretty good.
Yeah.
What was Spandau Ballet's highest charting single?
Well, I hope I think I've got this. Dreamer.
No, not Dreamer. Sorry, John. No, not Dreamer. 80s pop. Chris and the Southern Waters had True. Ray and the Bay had True. No, it's not True. Pam from Campbelltown. Hi, Pam.
Yes, hello, Phil. How are you?
Pretty good. Pretty good.
Haven't heard you for a long time.
I know, Pam. Have you been all right?
Oh, I haven't been. I had a fall on Saturday.
Oh, no.
Yes, it's a hairdresser.
You fell over at the hairdresser?
I fell on the floor in the hairdresser's and I had
Hang
to
on,
go to
how did you do that, Pam? Did you
I slipped between me two of my legs and my left leg went behind my right leg.
Oh, no, yuck.
And a man, would you believe, comes past the shop quite often and he came into the shop and he saw me on the floor. He grabbed me under my arms, both of my arms, and picked me up. He said, "You're fine now." I said, "I'm a bit startled how I was picked up, but thank you." And he said, "My pleasure." And he's a very nice man. He does a lot of help when people fall over in the shop. They don't know what causes it, but the floor's not slippery. But it was just an ordinary, not lino. It's just ordinary wood floor.
Well, I'm glad you're back. I'm glad you're back on your feet, Pam.
Not really. I'm not back in them. And I went to the doctor today to have an X-ray, and I've got to go and have one in my leg. My leg's gone real stiff.
Okay.
And they said, and the doctor said that no bones are broken. Lucky, but
well, that's
going to be badly bruised on my leg.
That's the lucky thing. Hey, Pam, tell me, what was Spandau Ballet's highest charting single in Australia?
I'd say Diamond.
Not Diamond, no.
Oh, gee.
Sorry, Pam.
All the best to your family for the new year.
Thank you. Thank you, Pam.
And, sorry I'm a bit late.
That's all right.
I didn't get round to it at Christmas either because the three of us were sick with a virus.
Oh, God.
And just recently in May, we just had another virus given to us. So we've already had our flu injection.
You've been in the wars, Pam, but I'm glad you're back on your feet, sort of. Thank you. 1-300-800-222 is the number. Annette from Argyle had gold. Nobody's got the right answer here. What was Spandau Ballet's highest charting single in Australia? Steve from Leicester. Hi, Steve.
Good morning, Phil.
What was Spandau Ballet's highest charting single in Australia? 80s pop is where we're at.
Now, you said someone had already said True, didn't you? You don't answer questions, of course.
I don't answer questions, but I'll have to say no. No one has said that.
Then I'll say True.
Correct. Yes. This is the sound of my soul. This is the sound. Oh, what a ticket to the world. But now I've come back again. Why do I find it hard to write the next line? Steve, question number four. We're in 80s pop. You can stay there if you like. Or you could move.
School disco.
What do you want to do?
We'll stay.
80s pop. Which song did Sting describe as, quote, a nasty little song about jealousy and surveillance and ownership?
That everyone plays at their wedding. Oh,
which song did Sting describe as a nasty little song about jealousy and surveillance and ownership?
It's not right. I will follow you.
Not I will follow you. No. No, sorry, Steve. I thought you might get there with that, but that is not correct. 1-300-800-222. Line's free. You'll get through. Grab one. Grab a line. Joni in Preston. Hi, Joni.
Hi, Phil. How are you feeling about the Swans this year? You reckon we can go all the way?
I feel as though we're going to go all the way. Yeah, that's what I feel. Hmm.
Yeah, me too.
We've got a big one this week, though, up against the Cats. Hey, which song did Sting describe as a nasty little song about jealousy and surveillance and ownership?
Roxanne?
No, it's not Roxanne. Sorry, mate. No, it's not a Roxanne. 1-300-800-222. We're in 80s pop. Which song did Sting describe as a nasty little song about jealousy and surveillance and ownership? Mike from Oak Park. Hello.
Hello.
Question number four. Which song did Sting describe as a nasty little song about jealousy and surveillance and ownership?
Is it me you're talking to?
Yes, Mike.
Oh, okay, sorry. I'll be watching you.
What's the song called?
I'll be watching you.
No. I mean, we have to be Archie. The song, that's not what the song is called. It's not. Jules from Annesley. Annalie's got the right answer. Karen from Sydenham, good. Robin from South Plimpton, Jane from Homebush have all got the right answer. Vince from Maitland. Hi, Vince.
Hey, how you going?
Pretty good. Question four, which song did Sting describe as a nasty little song about jealousy and surveillance and ownership?
Every Breath You Take?
Correct. Yes, the song is called, not I'll Be Watching You, but Every Breath You Take. Every single day and every word you say. Soft Dog says, I'm not sure that the police is pop genre. righto, Vince, what do you want to do for question five? Stay in 80s pop or you could move?
What are the other options?
You could go baseball, fears and phobias, bread and circuses, country of origin.
I'll stay in the 80s pop.
Okay, 80s pop it is. Which 1988 song by INXS reached number one on the Billboard Hot 100 in the US?
Kick?
No, it wasn't. No, thank you. No. Tony from Canberra. Hi, Tony.
Hey there, man. I'm speculating Never Tear Us Apart.
No, it's not Never Tear Us Apart. No. Nick from Bunyong. Hi, Nick. G'day, Nick. Have we got Nick? Yeah, we do. Hello, Nick. Hi, Nick. We got you.
Yeah, is it Original Sin?
No, it's not Original Sin. No, sorry. Thank you. 1-300-800-222. Has anybody got this? And Harry in the Bay had Original Sin. No. Anybody else got this? I don't think so. Leck in Borough. Hello, Leck.
Hi, Phil.
Question number five.
Lovely, lovely that you were talking about Welsh. My husband and I went to Penwortham, which is about 40 km southeast of Borough, and it's all named after Welsh area. It's really funny when you were talking about Welsh. Welsh
because all those and Welsh and Cornish miners came over to Borough.
Yeah, I know, but Penwortham's about 40 km southeast of Borough, and there's the most excellent restaurant there that wins all sorts of awards. I had escargot, coquille Saint-Jacques, and
well, delicious. Now, Leck, tell me this song. Which 1988 song by INXS reached number one on the Billboard Hot 100 in the US?
Well, I thought, I'm thinking Dream On Black Boy, Dream On White Girl.
No,
wake up to a brand new day. I know it's not that, but I had about 55 answers correctly prior to this, of course, as everyone else does.
All right, Lek, thank you, mate. We'll have to move on, but preset the call. Lines are free if you want to grab one. Vicky from Nowra. Hi, Vicky.
Hi, how are you going?
Pretty
tonight?
Good. Which 1988 song by INXS reached number one on the Billboard Hot 100 in the US?
In 1988, I'm thinking Black and White.
Is that your answer?
Yeah.
No, it's not Black and White. No, it's not Black and White. It's the big one. Kirsty in the Marsh has got it. Annette from Perth has got it. Yes. Corinna in Shell Harbour. No. Jeff the Truckee has what you need. No. Jane in Diamond Creek's got the right answer. 1-300-800-222 is my number. We're up to question five. Which we're in 80s pop. That's the category, 80s pop. Which 1988 song by INXS reached number one on the Billboard Hot 100 in the US? Helen from Adelaide. Hello, Helen.
Hi, Phil. How are you going?
Pretty good. What are we after?
I think it's from the Kick album, Need You Tonight.
Yes, correct. It is from Kick album, Need You Tonight.
I need you tonight, 'cause I'm not sleeping. There's something about you, girl, that makes me sweat.
Yes. All right. Well, there's one left in 80s pop, Helen, but you could move somewhere else if you like. Bread and Circuses, Country of Origin, Fears and Phobias, or Baseball?
Let's go Fears and Phobias.
Fears and Phobias. Question number six. A growing condition in the modern world, nomophobia, is the fear of losing what?
Nomophobia.
Is the fear of losing what?
Nomophobia. No. Oh, you got me on that one. It's too...
It's a growing condition in the modern world.
In the modern world.
Mm.
Not on my something or other. I don't know.
No.
I'll pass it on, Phil. Thank you.
Good on you, Helen. Thank you. Bye-bye. Kane from Carlton. G'day, Kane.
G'day, Philip. How are you?
Pretty good. a growing condition in the modern world, nomophobia, is the fear of losing what?
I don't know. My tongue-in-cheek answer is a moustache, losing your moustache, nomo.
Oh, no.
But then I was like, is it hair? modern world. Is it fear of losing your phone?
What's your answer?
Oh, gosh, I've gone all over the shop. I hope none of them are right. I'm just going to say fear of losing your phone.
Correct. Yes, it is. Mobile. The modern world is a crazy place. Question number seven. We're in fears and phobias. Or there's one left in 80s pop if you want.
Oh, yeah, let's do 80s pop.
All right, question number seven. In 1982, Kamal became, I knew you would react like that. In 1982, Kamal became the first artist to record which song that would later be a 1989 number one hit for Bette Midler.
But
Kamal was the first to record it.
Bette Midler. No, I've got no idea. I've seen Kamal in nearly every op shop I've ever attended in the state, but I haven't read the track listing too regularly, unfortunately.
Thank you, Kane.
No worries.
See you, mate. I knew you wouldn't like this. 1-300-800-222. Steve from Audialic had fears of losing your mobile phone. Yes, correct. Jim in Campbelltown's got the right answer here. So has Adrian. So has Elaine from Croydon South. Marie in Yeppoon. Tracy from Witchyproof and also your phone. Okay, 1-300-800-222. In 1982, Kamal became the first person to record which song that would later be a 1989 number one hit for Bette Midler? Who knows the answer? 1-300-800-222. We're making heavy weather of this. Karina in Shell Harbour, correct. Annette from Perth. Pandora from Beechworth will know the answer to this. G'day, Pandora.
Hey, Phil, how are you?
Very well. Very well. Although we're going like treacle here, aren't we? In 1982.
We had a few nights like that this week.
What's that? Did we have? I know. Yeah, I know. In 1982, Kamal became the first person to record which song that would later be a number 1989 number one hit for Bette Midler.
I'm thinking it's Wind Beneath My Wings.
Correct. Here he is. Did you ever know that you're my hero? And everything I'd like to be. I can fly higher than an eagle. But you are the wind. Yes, there you go. See, there you go, Pandora.
Sure, but how lovely was how he did that flying higher than an eagle bit. That was that was a moment in time that I will treasure.
Gary in Perth says, Phil, I would have to be Wind Beneath My Wings. But Colleen Hewitt did the best version. I don't think I've heard that. Okay. Steve from
Oh, we can't get into an argument with that best version.
No, I know, I agree. Question number eight. Well, no more 80s pop, so we've got no more of that. Country of origin, bread and circuses, baseball, fears and phobias.
I don't like any of them. Bread and circuses.
Bread and circuses. Bread and circuses. Okay, that's the category. Remember that. First broadcast on the 5th of October, 1969. Wither, Canada, is the first episode of which British TV series? The category is bread and circuses.
Only Fools and Horses, that's the only thing I can think of.
No.
So,
no, not great.
Farewell.
Not great. Thanks, Pandora. Bye-bye. 1-300-800-222. Adrian, yes, that's correct. That is correct. Anybody else? 1-300-800-222. Kane from Carlton says, that's a good bit of trivia, that, about Kamal. Wowee. It'll go into the back pocket for future knowledge for sure. Hope he got paid handsomely. Yeah, I don't know. I don't know how much he would have made out of it. I guess. No, Pat from the Point, it's not the Great British Bake Off. No. 1-300-800-222. Anybody know the answer to this? Question number eight. We're in bread and circuses. First broadcast on the 5th of October, 1969. Wither, Canada is the first episode of which British TV series? All right, who's got? You'll get through if you want one. We're making slow progress with this. Cameron in Montrose in Tassie's got the right answer. Daniel from Morford Vale, correct. Yeah, now everyone's onto it now. Margot from Wangaratta says bread. No, Jules from Annalie says bread. No, it's not. It's not bread. Bread and circuses is the category. First broadcast on the 5th of October, 1969. Wither, Canada is the first episode of which British TV series? Anybody want to help me here? 1-300-800-222. Come on, give us a crack. Somebody must know the answer to this. Bread and circuses is the category, which should also provide you, I guess, with a clue. Steve from Audialic, yes, correct. Robin, correct. Jude from Kadena, Jim in Campbelltown, also correct. Josh is travelling Australia, says, Phil, I once saw Kamal and Bette Midler live at the Crown. Oh, okay, there you go. Lozzie from Huntley in Victoria's got the right answer here. Cam from Innaloo, yes, it is. That's correct. Babs in Ringwood's got it. Come on, someone give us an answer here on the phone line. 1-300-800-222. First broadcast on the 5th of October, 1969, with a Canada, is the first episode of which British TV series? bread and circuses is the category. Sam from Harvey. Hello, Sam.
Oh, that was quick.
Yeah, I know. It's got. I know we've got a dearth of contestants here, Sam. What do you reckon?
What was the question again?
First broadcast on the 5th of October, 1969. Wither Canada is the first episode of which British TV series? We're in a category called Bread and Circuses.
Would it be Coronation Street?
No, it's not Coronation Street. No. Sorry, no, it's not Coronation Street. Nope. Peter from Minor Beach. G'day, Peter. Hi, Peter. Hello, Peter. Come in. I'll put you on hold just in case you can hear us and we can't hear you. Julie the Locksmith.
Hello.
Hello, Julie.
Hello.
Help me out here. Bread and circuses. First broadcast.
It's a bit of a what the kind of.
First broadcast on the 5th of October 1969. Wither Canada is the first episode of which British TV series?
Monty Python.
Correct. Yes, Monty Python's Flying Circus.
Yes.
Very good. All righty, question number 9. What
can
do you
I
like?
Change category? Can I change category? I rang up specifically because you have a category on phobias, and I have a clinically diagnosed phobia that nobody else seems to have.
Oh, really? Are you allowed to say what it is, Julie?
Well, why wouldn't I be allowed to say what it is?
Oh, well, I mean,
it's like it's so hardcore that I faint sometimes, like from the fear.
Really?
And nobody else, as I've never been able to find anybody else that has the same fear to the same degree. It's of underwater swimming pool lights.
Gee, that's weird, Julie.
I know, it's weird. And the thing is, right, that if they're out of the water, no problem, actually.
So if you're sitting in your lounge room looking at the light, that's fine.
Yeah, yeah. But sometimes, like, I'll see a magazine, a picture of and it makes me break out in a cold sweat if there's a light in a picture in a magazine in a pool.
But the light has to be in a pool.
Yes. Yeah.
What about street lights on a rainy night?
They're quite pretty. And the thing is, people go, "Oh, is it about the electricity?" And I'm like, "No, actually, I prefer them on so I can see where they are. It's not about the electricity."
Do you like swimming pools?
I was about 5 months old, they reckon. I got spooked by the one in my grandparents' pool, and it's just gotten bigger since because I've reinforced this fact that there's something to be afraid of. And
do you like swimming pools?
I've not been able to break it, so I've made it part of my personality. So,
do you get into swimming pools generally, Julie?
I have to check them out first. I have to walk around them twice. Make sure I know if there is lights where they are, and I can't do laps in the swimming pool that has lights. No goggles.
I think I'd stay away from swimming.
I love swimming. That's the thing. You see, I love swimming. Okay. It's really intense. And I went to therapy and everything, and I couldn't do what they suggested to do, which was to just go to a pool I'd never been to before and jump in. And I'm like, I'm sorry, I can't do that. And I put my money on the table and left. I just couldn't do it.
Gee whiz. Hey, Julie, question number 9, fears and phobias.
Yeah.
Pluviophobia. Pluviophobia is a fear of which meteorological condition?
Meteorological or metrological?
Meteorological as in weather, yeah.
Oh, so meteorology, okay. Rain? Fear of rain?
Meteorology, that's right. I don't want meteorology. Yeah,
So if you're a meteorologist, you're into the weather, and if you're a meteorologist, then you're into the stars.
Yeah, no, I don't want stars.
Right.
Pluviophobia is a fear of which meteorological condition?
It's either rain or snow. I'm going to go with rain.
Correct.
Yes.
Rain is correct. All righty, fears and phobias. Question number 10.
Okay.
Hexaconta hexaphobia.
What?
I'll say it again. Hexaconta hexaphobia is a fear of which number?
Oh, it's something in the quite large numbers of.
Hexaconta hexaphobia.
It's like 770,777 or something.
No.
It's like, because oc is 8, and so I think.
No.
No, I don't know. I'm bummed out.
Thanks, Julie.
Okay.
See ya. Bye-bye. Rose from Redcliffe. Hi, Rose.
Hello, Phil.
Question number 10 we're up to. Hexacosiohexacontahexaphobia is a fear of which number?
Eight.
Not eight. No.
Oh, bugger.
No, it's not eight. Peter from Yamina. Have we got you back there, Peter?
Yes, we have. I dropped out. Was that question Monty Python?
Yes, it was. Monty Python's Flying Circus. Yeah.
Okay. Okay. All right. I'm going to guess this one. Excuse me. 10?
No, it's not 10.
Okay.
No. There is. You could probably work this out. Shane from Engadine says, I need a locksmith. Is Julie available to change my letterbox lock? It's one of those barrel locks. Thank you. Well, I'm sure she could figure it out, Shane, but Julie lives far away from you. Jane from Homebush had pluviophobia, fear of rain. Stella from Bayswater's got the right answer here. Annette from Gables has got the right answer. What is hexacosiohexacontahexaphobia? A fear, or it's a fear of which number? Not as hard as it may seem. Adam from Geelong.
G'day, mate. How are you?
Pretty good. What's the number?
Oh, my best guess would be 666.
Correct. Yes. 666. Triple six. The fear of 666 is hexacosiohexacontahexaphobia. Question number 11. We're in fears and phobias. You can move to baseball or bread and circuses or country of origin.
Bread and circus.
Bread and circuses. Question number 11. Which famous fighter pilot commanded the World War I German fighting wing known as the Flying Circus?
Is the Red Baron?
Correct, yes. Manfred von Richthofen, the Red Baron, commanded the fighting wing known as the Flying Circus. Question number 12, Adam.
Yes.
Staying with Britain Circuses?
Yeah, let's go.
Which number appears on the logo for Tip Top Bakeries?
Five.
Not five. No. Sorry, Adam. No. Christian on the Gold Coast. G'day, Christian.
Oh, no.
Which number? Which number appears on the logo for Tip Top Bakeries?
Bakeries. Five. I'm not going to say it now. 10.
No, not 10. Not 10. This is not as hard as it seems if you know about Tip Top, I think. Jim in Campbelltown, correct, yes. Dive from Mandurah, correct. Pat from The Point, correct. Adrian from Bella Vista, correct. Brian from Mile End, correct. Jim in Campbelltown, good. Anybody else want to help me? Question number 12. Which number appears on the logo for Tip Top Bakeries? 1-300-800-222 is the number. All right, line's free. I don't know the nation. Has the nation's phone system collapsed? 1-300-800-222. Give us a call. Which number appears on the logo for Tip Top Bakeries? Jim in Campbelltown. That's correct. That's where you get the number from. Yes. Anybody want to help us out here? 1-300-800-222 is the number. Somebody, this what I thought this was one of those earworms that was in everyone's head. Maybe not. Maybe not. Lynn the Queenslander had the Red Baron. Yes, so did Jane from Homebush have the Red Baron. Jason from Camden. Hello, Jason.
Hi, Philip. How are you?
Pretty good. Which number appears on the logo for Tip Top Bakeries?
I'm going to take a guess at number one.
Correct, because
they're the Tip Top.
No, good on your mum. Tip Top's the one, isn't it?
Oh, the one. Yeah, I actually did some casual work there back one day years ago, and it's probably stuck.
There we go. All right, question number 13. We're in bread and circuses, if you like, or you can move to country of origin or fears and phobias or baseball.
Oh, look, it's been lucky so far, so we'll stay with bread and circuses.
Okay, last one in bread and circuses. In 1982... Miguel Vasquez made the first successful quadruple somersault using which piece of circus equipment?
The luck's probably going to run out. I guess the trapeze.
Correct. Yes, the trapeze. Very good. He did. He did. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. That's the end of Bread and Circuses. So we've got Country of Origin, Fears and Phobias, or Baseball?
Baseball.
Baseball. What's the most commonly stolen base in Major League Baseball?
Stolen base would probably be second base.
Correct. Very good. Yes, second base. Excellent work. Yes. Question number 15, baseball. What's the usual number of innings in a game of baseball, Jason?
Usually it's 9.
Correct. Nice. Heavens above. Heavens above. Yeah. This is unprecedented tonight. It's been very slow.
Oh, it's a Jason world record, I'll tell you that much.
Hang on. 1, 2, 3. There you go. And you've got 2 in baseball, correct. And you've got 2 in Bretton. So you've on 4.
I know.
Okay, look at this.
One does never suit.
Jason from Camden. Hang on. See, now here come the police to pick you up. That's right.
I know. Well, yeah, they've shot the other way, so I think I'm out of trouble.
Oh, good. Question 16, baseball. Staying here?
Yep, staying here.
Which New York team has won a record-breaking 27 World Series titles?
I wonder if it's a trick. I'm going to guess Yankees.
Correct. Yes, the New York Yankees. The Baseball World Series. They're funnily named World Series. Question number 17. question number 17. Baseball.
We'll stick with baseball.
Which baseball player was nicknamed Bambino and the Sultan of Swing?
Would that be Babe Ruth?
Correct. It would be Babe Ruth. Wow.
And I'll see if I can clean up baseball now.
One left in baseball. You've got 6. Certainly. You've got 6 here, Jason.
Yes. Amazing.
The Australian women's baseball team is nicknamed after which precious stones?
I think this is where I come unstuck, but I'm going to say sapphires.
Oh, no. We come to an end. That's a pity.
We come to an end.
But that's, that's very good. Very good work. Good on you. Thanks, Jason. Bye-bye. Soft Dog says that sound was the police turning off the lights in the pool. That's very funny, though, Soft Dog. Good on you. Brian from Mile End, that's not correct. Jim in Campbelltown, that's not correct. Leroy in Penrith. Everyone's going for no. Everyone's got the wrong end of the horse here. Cameron that from South Perth. G'day, Cameron.
Hey, good morning.
We're in baseball, last one. The Australian women's baseball team is nicknamed after which precious stones?
Opal.
Not opals, no. No, they're not the opals. Lots of people going in on that one. It's not the opals. Peter from Elmore. Hello, Peter.
G'day, Phil. How are you?
Not bad. The Australian women's baseball team is nicknamed after which precious stones?
Not really sure. I'll say the diamonds, but I'm
no, it's not the diamonds. Netball. Not the diamonds, no. That's netball. Sienna in Adelaide. Hi, Sienna.
Hi, Phil.
Hi. The Australian women's baseball team is nicknamed after which precious stones?
Oh, I was going to say diamonds, but
no,
then
not
the
diamonds. No.
Not diamonds. Yeah, I'm not sure. I rang up for the tip top question, but then the other caller got like 5 questions by the time I even got through. So.
Sorry, Sienna, but thank you for calling. Okay. Thank you for calling. We've needed people like you tonight, Sienna.
That's okay.
Well, you may as well say, you may as well give us a precious stone.
I don't know, amethyst?
No, they're not the amethysts.
Yeah, sorry. That's all right.
See you Sienna. Bye-bye. Thank you. Lynn the Queenslander, no, they're not the rubies. No. Garth in Brisbane's got the right answer. Brian from Mile End, diamonds as in the baseball diamonds. No, darn it. No, but because the diamonds are the netball players, aren't they? Question number 18. We're in baseball. The Australian women's baseball team is nicknamed after which precious stones? Josh, travelling Australia, correct. Jeff from the truck, he says, surely it's the diamonds. No, it's not. No, it's not. We're in baseball, not netball, and baseball, right? The Australian women's baseball team is nicknamed after which precious stones? 1-300-800-222. We have lines free. Please answer, and please tell me the answer. The Australian women's baseball team. What's their nickname? What precious stone? It's not diamonds. It's not opals. Anybody? Steve from the truckie says opals. No. Ed, correct. That is correct, yes. Hillary, no, it's not opals. Stella from Bayswater has got the right answer. Annette from Gable says, I didn't know we had a women's baseball team. Well, that's fair enough too, I suppose. The Australian women's baseball team is nicknamed after which precious stone? Stephen Rockingham. G'day, Steve.
Yep.
What do you mean?
Well, oh, everybody said all the other ones. I'm going to go, I don't know, emeralds or something like that.
Emeralds, correct. Yes, they are the emeralds. Okay. The Australian women's baseball team is the emeralds.
Okay.
All righty. Okay, we've got fears and phobias or country of origin. Five left in country of origin and four in fears and phobias. So
I'll go country of origin.
Country of origin. The streaming music service Spotify originated in which Scandinavian country?
I'll go Sweden.
Correct, it was. It's in Sweden. All right, we're up to question number 20. Country of origin. We've got four here and one left in fears and phobias.
Country of origin, we'll stick with it.
Country of origin. In which South American country did the Lambada dance originate?
Oh, I'll go Brazil.
Correct. Yes, it was.
Oh, okay.
It was in Brazil. Jeez. All right. Now, hang on. We've got one, two, three, four questions left here. One, two, three, four. So we're up to question 22.
Yeah, I'll stick with them, country of origin. I'm on a roll.
Oh, hang on. No, we've got two more left here. Sorry. Well, right. One, two, three. Yeah. No, we've got five left. One, two, three, four, five. Okay, so we're up to question number 21. Country of origin. In which Asian country does Kingfisher beer originate?
Kingfisher.
Where would you get a Kingfisher?
Well, I'd like to say Thailand.
Not Thailand, no. Sorry, Steve. No, not Thailand. Anne-Marie from Dandenong. Hello, Anne-Marie.
Hello there. Phil, hello, everyone.
Hello.
Oh, question 20.
Oh. Yes, I know. One. What do you reckon? In which Asian country does Kingfisher beer originate?
I'm going to say Vietnam.
Not Vietnam, no. Sorry, not Vietnam. Bet from Barmer in South Australia. G'day, Bet.
Hi, how are you?
Pretty good.
Oh, excuse me.
That's all right. That's right.
The horse, they'd shoot me. I've been dying for the last 12 days, and it's like, oh, my God.
Have you lasted that long? Good, you're lingering, Bet.
Yeah, I know.
Oh, dear.
Oh, God.
I don't reckon you'll last the night. Question 21, we're up to. In which Asian country does Kingfisher beer originate?
I should know because I used to own a bottle depot, but Kingfisher beer, Indonesia?
Not Indonesia. No. Thanks, Ben. Okay. See ya. Good luck. Good luck with making it to the morning. Tanya from Mandurah. G'day, Tanya.
How's it going?
Pretty good. Where would you get Kingfisher from? Which Asian country does Kingfisher beer come?
Take a guess and go with Malaysia.
No, it's not Malaysia. No. No, it's not Malaysia. Soft Dog says, can you ask Beck to die quietly? I'll pass it on. Margaret from Newcastle. Hi, Margaret.
Oh, hi, Phil. I think it's India.
Yes, in which Asian country does Kingfisher beer originate? It's India. All right, we've got one, two, three, four left. Country of origin or fears and phobias?
Fears and phobias, thanks, Phil.
Fears and phobias. Argyrophobia. Argyrophobia is a fear of which metal?
Argon. Argon?
No, it's not argon. No, sorry, Margaret. No, it's not argon. Graham from Perth. G'day, Graham.
G'day, Philip.
Argyrophobia is a fear of which metal?
Gold?
No, not gold. Not gold. Okay, thank you. Someone had to say gold, I guess. Charlie from Mount Druitt. G'day, Charlie.
G'day, mate. How's your night been?
Well, it's been a bit slow, Charlie. We've been struggling to get a few answers here.
That makes the night more interesting.
Argyrophobia is a fear of which metal?
Argyrophobia.
Argyrophobia.
Lead.
Not lead. Sorry, Charlie. Thank you. Not lead. Michael from Chester Hill. G'day, Michael.
G'day. How are you?
All right. All right. Argyrophobia is a fear of?
Well, I was going to ask, are you sure you're pronouncing it correctly? Because I think you might be talking about agarophobia, which would be silver.
Correct. Very good. Excellent. There we go. Now, thank you for helping me out.
That's all right.
We've got two left here. Yeah. They're both in country of origin.
Right. I'm afraid of this particular category, but let's give it a shot. Whatever. Okay.
Actually, I'll tell you what, Michael. We'll.
I don't mind.
We'll put you on hold. Yeah, we'll put you on hold because we do have a news bulletin to attend to, and we'll fix this up. Alan and Cumnock had silver as well. But first up, a little matter we need to conclude called
the Mighty Challenge.
And Michael from Chester Hill was up on deck. He only needs two more to win the magnet for the night. G'day, Michael.
Hey, how are you?
I'm all right, yeah. Now, we're in a category called Country of Origin.
Oh, no, I know, and like I said, I was a bit dreading this. Can I just quickly give a shout-out to a couple of friends? I know they love the quiz, so I just wanted to say hi from Michael. I haven't, you know.
Who are we saying hi to, Michael?
I think it's Frank and Dave.
What do you mean you think it's Frank and Dave?
Well, I haven't.
Didn't you say a couple of friends? I mean. Michael.
it's a complicated story. Okay. Let's not go into it.
Question 24, country of origin.
Okay.
The Birkenstock shoe brand originated in which European country?
Well, I know there's a Dr. Martin's boots, great song by Alexis Sale. Cheers to all the young ones fans out there. But, Birkenstock. Origin. Could I just hear that one more time?
Michael, which country?
Oh, look, I'll just take an absolute stab in the dark and say Germany.
Correct. Yes, it is.
Oh!
The Birkenstock shoe brand did originate in Germany. All right, here we go. All right. For the magnet, question 25. The Rhine River originates in which country?
Surely this is it's a European country, isn't it? Surely the Rhine. But where it originates, I'm almost tempted to say Germany again, but I don't think that's right. Well, I'll just wish everybody a good night and all say right. Austria?
Not Austria, no. Okay. Sorry, Michael, no. It's not Austria, no. Which means that someone here can do Bradbury. Is it going to be Evan from Perth? Hi, Evan.
Hey, Phil, how are you?
Good. The chance to do a Bradbury. The Rhine River originates in which country?
Well, I feel like I want to say the obvious one, but I might take the same path as Michael and I'll have a stab at Switzerland.
Switzerland is correct. Yes, you could have ruled out Germany because Germany was where Birkenstocks came from. We weren't going to have two Germany.
Wouldn't be the strangest thing.
No, that's true. Well, there you go, Evan. Stephen Bradbury did it, and so have you.
Yeah, first-time caller as well. So
hey, you're a first-time... come on. How good's that? Well done. Evan, a first-time caller. Well, we've had a good two nights, apart from the fact that no one wants to answer any questions. But we've got Joe out of Newcastle last night wins the Black Magnet with 10 in a row. And Evan from Perth, a first-time caller, comes in and does a Bradbury on us and wins with question 25 on his first ever crack. Evan, that's great news. Terrific. Good on you.
Thanks, Phil. I was actually lucky because I tried. It was actually my third attempt to call.
Oh.
I was actually calling up for Monty Python, but my car Bluetooth kept playing up, so it rang and then I couldn't hear, so it cut out. But I got through in the end.
Good on you. Thanks, Evan. Don't hang up. Hang on, and we'll get some details from you. And I appreciate that. Thank you. Yes, we probably needed Evan a bit earlier. We have had plenty of answers on the text line, which I don't mind, but hey, people, we also need you to ring. 1-300-800-222 is the number. Jane from Homebush had Switzerland. Lynn, the Queensland, had Nepal. No, the Rhine does not originate in Nepal. Josh had Switzerland too. Sam in Clare had Poland. Oh, yeah. Well, I kind of could, I suppose, in a way. Harry in the Bay had Switzerland. Paul from North of Troy had Switzerland as well. Lynn, the Queensland, also had. Plenty of people had Germany as answers too. Nice work, everyone. I know it's been a bit slow.
You've been listening to a Nightlife podcast. For more great conversations about the issues that impact you, as well as features on travel and food, head to the Nightlife webpage. You'll find it at abc.net.au/nightlife. You don't need to be a night owl to enjoy the nightlife.